in mourning. This recording will be aired on the 12th day of the Omer. We're looking at Klal Aleph Simen Hey. We're looking at the second one of the Sheis Mitzvos Timidiyos. Shlo Namen B'Shum Elohim Zulosai. We should not believe in any other power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Lo Yeh Elohim Elohim Acherim Al Ponoi. There should be no other power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Al Ponoi, Rashi points out, that even if we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we are believing in another God, another power, even though it's Al Ponoi, in Hashem's presence, which means we believe in Hashem, but we believe in another power as well, that would be a transgression of this love of Lo Yeh Elohim Elohim Acherim Al Ponoi. And that's what the Chayyarim says. Even a person will believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Charlotte in the whole world, but he believes that the Rosh gave over the authority and the decision making process to a Malach or a Kaichav or to a man. So by doing so, a person will be considered Ovid of Azora and be a Kaifer Beaker in denying the main source of everything of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, we have to leave that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'atzmoy B'chvoidoy, Bershom directly is Mashkiach B'chol Olamos, is the one which is overseeing everything which is happening in all of the levels of the world. V'en l'malach b'kayach v'shum b'kayach l'as is never built to be tzonoy. No, nothing has the power to do anything other than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and wills them to do. And that's why he's referred to as Elokei Hu Elohim. He's the God of all power. So the word of when we say Hashem's name Elohim, when we're talking about that the Bereshit is powerful, and we say Elohim, we really mean all powerful. The Shulchan Aruch understands that when we say the word Elohim, we're supposed to think that the Bereshit is Takif, he's powerful. Bala Yecheles, his ability to do whatever he wants. Well, Kachas Kulam and all powers are his. We also supposed to think when we say Elokeinu, so that's Elokim. That's what means the Bereshit is powerful. Bereshit is Elokim. But when we say Elokeinu, that means the Bereshit is also overseeing us directly. He's Elokeinu. He is the one which looks over Klal Yisrael very specifically, very carefully. I will mention that when we say Hashem, the Shulchan Aruch also talks about that, what we're supposed to have in mind. There's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra. So one thing, everybody, they both agree that when you sense we read Hashem's name with what is referred to as Adnus, the Bereshit being the Adon, being the master, and we say that he is, we read Hashem's name, he is the master par excellence, and not Adoni, which should be my master, but he's the master of everything. So we have to have in mind that the Bereshit is Adon HaKol, he's the master of all. The Shulchan Aruch then continues and says that a case where the Shem's name is written, not Aleph Dalad Nun Yun, but it's written with a Yud and then a He, and then a Vav and then a He, so even though we pronounce it as Adnus, but since it's written with the shame of Havaya of existence, we are also to have in mind, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hoya, Hoiva, and Yehiya. He was, is, and will be. The Gra disagrees, and the Mishabur quotes the Gra. The Gra disagrees and says, since we read it as Adnus, so the Kri that we use overrides the Ksiv, and all you have to have in mind is Adon HaKol. The Gra does agree, however, In the first pasuk of Shema, that's the one exception, that both names of Havaya there, Shema Yisrael Hashem, with the name of Havaya, Elokeinu, and then again Havaya, Echod, both those names of Havaya, a person should have in mind that the Bereshit is Adon HaKol, and Hoya HaBeviya. Remershon and Etshuva writes that a person thinks the word God, Hashem is God. God is the name that we use for a being which is all-powerful, is totally in control. So they were just thinking, Gott, as he writes, would fulfill the requirement of Adon HaKol, Hayah HaRevi Yiyah, and also will fulfill the requirements of Takif, Bal Yecheles, and Bal Yecheles Kulam. So a person would think, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He says, God is Unser God, God is our God. God is Ain't, Hashem is one. And that would be a fulfillment of the requirement of the first pasuk of Shema.